I sat in the movie theater with my daughters and watched the two sisters save their city. The autumn air turned cold with icy winds, but the love for each other and others rose to put out the winter. At the end, one of the characters told one of the sisters, "My love isn't fragile." She had run off and left him behind. Instead of feeling left out, alone, or abandoned, he responded with truth. Love shouldn't be fragile. True love is not easily broken or like a piece of ice. It doesn't melt in the fires of fear or loneliness. I wiped a tear from my eyes as I realized God's love isn't fragile. Spending this past fall reading the first 7 books of the Old Testament, I've seen the big picture. The big picture is God's love is holy and strong and deep. It is not fragile. The ache of this life will never break His love. Always, forever. Do you believe this? We cannot reach this love, this unconditional, unbreakable love, and it often comes out of the wrecked life, as Oswald Chambers says. Paul says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Romans 8:35. Oswald Chambers says, "Either Jesus Christ is a deceiver and Paul is deluded, or some extraordinary thing happens to a man who holds on to the love of God when the odds are all against God's character. Logic is silenced in the face of every one of these things. Only one thing can account for it, the love of God in Christ Jesus. Out of the wreck, I will rise every time." You see, when a ship wrecks, there are pieces that are broken. But occasionally, you might find where something was left whole. Look at your life. Does it look like a shipwreck? Paul would say, "Look for the love. It is not broken. It cannot be. God's love for you remains." How can God allow or even cause such things to happen if He loved us? He only knows, and Romans 8:38 promises all things work together for good. God can and will use the hardest of things for our good. That answer might be tough, but in the spaces of those words, the truth comforts. Let it comfort you. God has not abandoned you or left you to pick up the pieces of your life alone. You may feel shipwrecked, but you are loved. Sally Lloyd-Jones, in her book, The Story of God's Love for You, says, "So they could know, however far they ran, however well they hid, however lost they were, it wouldn't matter, because God's children can never run too far or be too lost for God to find them." Let me tell you of a story of a father and a son. A father's son ran away. Before he ran, the son made sure to insult, maybe even yell. He left in anger and with a sense of entitlement. He left his own father and by his own choice. No matter what caused this young man to turn his back on his father, he did it. I suspect it had something to do with a void, a deep sense of longing in his heart for something, something more than he had. And he began to try to fill that emptiness. Maybe he tried friends or food or fun. However he did it, he found himself emptier than before, in a place of disgust and dishonor. In the middle of a literal pig pen, eating garbage, he reached the end of his destitution. So the son began to walk home. Only a spark of hope and a dash of humility kept his feet moving forward. Maybe his heart practiced the speech. Maybe his lips quivered in fear and hurt. His eyes surely watered as he expected the justifiable rejection waiting at the end of the road. Before the son could reach the utter place of humiliation, the father ran to him. You see, every day the father had been watching for him, never giving up hope, never losing an ounce of love for this wayward son. The father didn't care about the past. The father cared only that his son had returned. The father ran up and hugged his son, the son who had shunned him, hated him, insulted him, and left him. This was the son the father embraced. The depth of the son's humility is directly related to the depths of the father's love. You see, if we are going to live in this crazy world, we need love. I love this truth of the old song that says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm going to read some passages in 1 John because this little letter in the back of your Bible gives us so much comfort during times when we wonder about God's love for us. 1 John 3, starting in verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Verse 16, by this we know love, because He laid down His life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart for him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in love.